much about. So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Trick or treat, 106.7 K Rock, K R O Q, and welcome to the Rodney on the Rock Halloween show.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Dear white people, here's a list of acceptable Halloween costumes. A pirate, slutty nurse, any of our first 43 presidents. Top of the list of unacceptable costumes, me.
Zombies and vampires could be kind of like in a weird way.
Halloween spooks outside my window.
Catchy little song, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Two of those three in that band are still together. The other third one died.
They should all be shot. They should all die. That's all I'm saying.
I'm David Pumpkins. Any questions?
And now. Guys, do the words dead by dawn scrawled in feces over there mean we're in trouble?
Did you do it?
I did.
Then no.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday morning, the 31st of October.
I like
I'm sorry, I missed that.
What was the date? I'm sorry, I missed it.
I brought it back, and now it's being used against me, and I'm a fan. 31st of October.
I love that today of all days is the day you had trouble remembering what the date was.
No, I didn't. I was trying to phrase, and you know what else it is? And then you were going to say Halloween, and then I was going to say something witty. But I only worked through about 25% of that.
That's what we like about you.
That's the commitment.
Go back to excellence. You go back and give it the old college try next hour.
Hey, since I have no memory of my entire youth and
adulthood.
And last Friday, do you guys have any favorite Halloween memories from when you were a kid? Something that was interesting or something that you remember as being super fun or something that, I don't know, was just a special Halloween memory?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Was it good or bad?
It was bad for my brother, but awesome for me for years. We went out to go trick-or-treating, got to our next-door neighbor's house, and the dad opened the door as the headless horseman, and my brother peed himself. And we went home.
That's pretty
and that
sweet.
Was it.
We you went home right after that?
Because he lost his S.
And you can't get candy because
I
of that?
I can't get candy. My mom was like, do you want to go out? And I'm like, I thought to myself, no, I can use this for the rest of my life. Remember that year we couldn't even go get candy? Because such a wuss, you peed yourself. It was awesome. The headless horseman.
That's
he didn't even have a horse.
How old was your brother then?
12.
You expected there to be a horse in the house?
No, I don't know. No, he was like 5 or 6.
And you still bring it up?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, you asked.
Yeah.
It's a good memory for her.
Yeah.
How about you, Kevin? Anything
I don't have anything that stands out. I loved it. Mm-hmm. Still love it, but don't have anything that really stands out like my brother peeing himself, I wish.
That's
and you
so
seem
good.
Like the kind of guy who would have still been going door to door when you were like 19.
I mean...
Just because there was free candy.
I can't necessarily say no.
Okay. Well, here's a Halloween to remember for this lady. She's in Mobile, Alabama. Let's go to the news, shall we?
Thanks a lot, Thomas. And a Mobile County woman's Halloween fun turned into a medical emergency. Part of her costume took a frightening turn.
We needed her, by the way, when we were talking a little bit ago about Halloween costume fails.
Yeah.
Let's find out what happened to her.
5's Nicolette Schleissman joins us live outside with more. Nicolette?
Yeah, that's right, Jason. Anna, too, was ready to start creeping around in the dark this Halloween as part of her new zombie costume, but she got the scare when her fangs weren't going anywhere.
I was a zombie.
Right, so she bought a pair of plastic fangs to complete her zombie outfit. I think they mentioned in the story they were $3, and they come with glue that you affix them to your teeth with.
Oh. Do zombies have fangs?
That's a great question.
What am I missing about that?
That's a great question.
Okay.
But, I mean, you see the picture of her, and she's wearing, like, all white, and she's got blood all over her, and it didn't seem like... I don't know what she was trying to do.
She's trying to be a vampire. It
does seem more vampire than it does zombie, for sure. But let's find out what went wrong with the teeth.
It cost Anna Tu nearly $3 to finish her transformation into the undead. But the expense grew when her fake teeth wouldn't come out.
I was trying to remove them then because it was like It was just tight.
This ghoulish bridge was glued directly to her teeth. However, the adhesive wasn't temporary.
So, I mean, it went on and on, and I mean, I continuously tried to get them out, and after it was over with, I mean, I've tried up to 2 o'clock this morning, and it's like, they wouldn't budge. I mean, I even took a pair of wire cutters and cut the tips of those two off.
That's a good move.
Yeah.
Imagine the woman at 2 o'clock in the morning in her bathroom using wire cutters, trying to pull these teeth out of her mouth.
She must have looked at the wire cutters a couple times and just gone, is this the only option I have at this point?
Yes.
And after she cut them with the wire cutters, was she just going to file them and just make them part of her mouth now? Like, what was the next
step? She had given up?
Well, I think what she thought was...
Look, the teeth win.
I think she was hoping to be able to pull them out, Allie, but instead they clipped. Instead they cut off.
I think her goal was... I thought she was trimming them.
Might as well make them look good.
She just gave up. Well, she is... I mean, I hate to disparage Alabama, but they might have looked better than her real teeth. I'm not sure, but just saying, because they were, you know...
Was in excruciating pain.
About a 9.5.
She didn't know if she should go to the ER.
By the way, does anyone believe she was at a 9.5?
Unless she did that damage with wire cutters. No.
A 9.5, by the way, is when every bone in your body is broken. Yeah. Okay? It's not when you have fake teeth stuck.
But she found an emergency dentist who could help.
They talked about drilling and, they had a saw talking about taking them off in sections.
Okay, they had a saw.
What?
Come out to take them off in sections, by the way. How tight was this glue?
What the hell?
That was a guy dressed as a dentist for Halloween.
Right?
Right?
Wouldn't that have been great if he took out her real teeth and put in the fangs?
You're about to find out,
oh,
Kevin.
No!
That was the fear.
Whoa, okay.
And that was the fear, is the real teeth were going to come out, too, because of the glue.
And they couldn't numb it because they were scared he'd actually pull my teeth out.
They couldn't numb it.
What is that?
He went in and just... picked and pulled, and I squalled like a baby, and I got him out.
Dr. John Murphy was able to rescue two today at his office at the Alabama Family Dental.
Just the natural shape of your teeth and your gums and can sometimes cause something to be adhered and stuck.
Two learned a valuable lesson, one she hopes she can save others from.
I'll never do it again. Never will I put anything like that back in my mouth.
Right. Yeah, you won't.
Right.
Was there glue... Or did it just naturally stick, like that dentist said?
That's not a dentist. I'm with Allie.
Yeah, none of this makes sense.
There's no possible way that sometimes your teeth just makes things stick.
The only thing I can
beyond the point of being able to get them off with wire cutters.
Yeah. The only thing I can think that he's trying to say is that the plastic vampire teeth that she put in were a nearly exact fit to the shape of her mouth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that somehow there was just some sort of suction or something like that where it just... And the glue on top of it, I just think it's shocking to me that something that costs less than $3 would have such a powerful glue.
Right?
Think
I need to find out what glue that is.
You'd think they would cheap out on that, and you would be lucky if they stayed in all night because they wouldn't be that good, high a quality.
Why couldn't he numb her? Because he was afraid he would pull out her real teeth.
That's what he
shouldn't
said.
Shouldn't he know the difference between the vampire fangs and real teeth?
And don't you numb the gums?
Right.
What, yeah, I don't.
You don't.
Again, not a real dentist.
He's not a dentist.
That may have been part of the problem. So I don't know what the takeaway here is, but
don't
but
do that.
Don't do that, I guess, is what we can say.
Right. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin.
It's so loud.
It always has been, and it's obnoxious, and it makes me laugh. All right, great ghost stories today in the program.
Yeah.
Sure.
Allie believes in them wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. Bean and I, maybe up 1% less.
Look. Hear my whole thing. Mm-hmm. I want there to be aliens landing on Earth, too. But it's always some guy in the woods who sort of saw something that maybe if you try real hard, you can interpret as being an alien.
Right.
If there really were as many ghosts running around on the planet as people claim there
run.
Are.
They fly. For God's sakes, Bean.
I'm saying there would be obvious, indisputable scientific evidence at this point. That's all I'm saying.
You're one of those guys.
I am. I'm a facts guy.
Yeah. Halloween songs, a bunch of them today on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about moving Halloween to the last Saturday in October.
Yeah.
I'm for it.
Which I don't see a problem with.
Mm-mm.
And also, we've got your tickets for WWE SmackDown, and we have your tickets for Six Flags Magic Mountain K-Rock Takeover. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with what's happening next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
Hey, Allie McKay.
Hey, Bean.
What's happening on this Wednesday?
Well, word was just trickling in at the end of the show, and nobody had quite confirmed it, but it's definitely real. James Whitey Bulger, the notorious Boston mob boss, he was the reason for Jack Nicholson's character in The Departed, Johnny Depp's awful portrayal of him in Black Mass, found dead in a West Virginia federal prison on Tuesday at the age of 89. He had just been moved to that prison the day before.
Racism.
I don't think that's it.
Do we have any idea why he was moved? Because
I think it was I don't know what it's called, like lower something facility, like...
Oh.
So he'd be safer there, right? What would
it be?
Lower or something? What's the word? Well, anyone?
It's high security is one of them. Maximum security.
Yeah.
But then it's lower than that.
Yeah.
I'm with you. It's lower security. But he got killed so quickly.
Yeah, apparently.
It almost seems like they were waiting for him.
Yeah, two inmates moved him. He's in a wheelchair. Moved him over out of the area of a security camera and beat him to death. And one tried to gouge his eyes out, which is kind of something that you show in the mob that like, can't snitch on me. You ain't got no eyes, huh? Thank you. So, that's my snitch mob voice.
That's a great mob
voice.
You
like it?
Uh-huh.
Thanks.
Is the thinking that this was some other family, some other mafia group that he had crossed paths with throughout the years?
If it wasn't, how quickly can he make enemies?
That was a hit for sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
Within 24 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, he was, by the way, convicted in 2013 of participating in 11 murders that stretched from Massachusetts to Florida to Oklahoma. And then he was hanging out, really, for 16 years in Santa Monica, putting money in his walls.
Yeah, there's no one listening who didn't walk by Whitey Bulger's apartment, on their way to the Third Street Promenade. I mean, he was just
crazy.
Living just a regular life.
Crazy.
It's weird you could be on the FBI most wanted list and nobody would ever spot you in that amount of time.
Yeah. Almost
he had a
like
beard
he,
and a hat, though, Bean.
Almost like he had help.
At least conspiracy.
Right?
Sure is, you guys.
Know what I'm saying? So that's your story right there. Made me want to watch The Departed, though.
Oh, that movie's
a good movie.
So good.
Didn't make me want to watch Black Mass, though. Ever.
Nothing
ever
could
again.
Make you watch that?
No. It was woo-hoo-hoo. Edgerton, though, was great in that.
Okay. Will Whitey Bulger be the last famous person named Whitey? Do you think we'll ever have another famous Whitey?
It's
interesting.
Good question.
Is that a nickname that's now gone?
I hope there's like a black guy somewhere named Whitey.
That'd be funny.
I'd like that.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, we literally could call any of the three of us Whitey.
Oh, I mean.
Right?
Yeah. Racism.
No, not racism.
Kevin, do you want to go by Whitey from now on?
Sure.
The Whitey and Bean Show?
Sure.
I love it.
I'll take Whitey.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
It really is.
It's very descriptive.
Mm-hmm.
Accurate.
Right.
I mean, we're nearly see-through.
I wish it wasn't accurate, but it is.
By the way, forget seeing ghosts. We are ghosts.
It's very true. We're borderline gray. It's concerning. So, you guys, Netflix has renewed BoJack Horseman for a sixth season. And their fifth season just came back last month and made its cable TV debut on Comedy Central as well. They have rights to all reruns. So BoJack Horseman doing pretty well.
Yeah, no kidding.
People love that show.
People do love it.
Kevin, me listener Lindsay weighs in, Allie, wondering if perhaps the phrase you were looking for was minimum security?
Sure. She didn't like less security?
No.
Lower security?
Less security, yeah.
Less security.
Lindsay, it's not as easy as it looks on this side of the microphone.
And I'm relatively sure I said maximum security.
Right.
So the fact that any of us couldn't think of the word minimum.
Listen, right. Lindsay, we're not good. I don't know if
nobody drew the connection
to you,
between. Yeah.
Need some help.
Here's the thing. They thought he'd be safer there because they didn't need as much security on
him. So less security.
It was fewer security.
Fewer
right.
security.
Way less security. Security.
Right.
Good Lord. You guys.
Or minimum if you care about words.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Lindsay. Wicked smart. Alamo Drafthouse. They have locations in 27 cities from coast to coast. They're doing something pretty cool on November 6th.
What they do.
They are not going to open until mid-afternoon to encourage not only their customers but their employees to vote in the midterms instead of watching the early movies. They're also going to pick up the tab on any staff member's rideshare to a polling place.
All right.
That's pretty cool, right?
I like that.
And that's all 36 Alamo locations participating in the Election Day Hours Plan. What I like about that story is Alamo, although they have locations everywhere, they're based in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
They got a,
all right.
They got a pretty big deal happening in Texas with old Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke.
And don't forget, register to vote. Rock the vote.
And I'd like to say this, by the way, that the company that we work for, Entercom, if I read the memo correctly, is giving our employees like a couple of hours off on Election Day to go vote.
So absolutely.
That's true. A lot of businesses.
Which is should be everywhere that can do it, you know. But I was very pleased to see that. It's so dumb that Election Day is on a Tuesday, right?
It does seem like it makes it more difficult.
Yeah.
You'd like it on a Saturday.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Although, honestly, it takes like a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so many states now let you vote by mail anyway.
Right.
It doesn't matter when Election Day is.
I don't understand people that don't vote by mail. It makes no sense to me.
Yep. Ooh. I voted last week. It's nice to just have that, you know, have that off my plate.
I decided last week. It's nice to have that off my plate.
I voted 2 weeks ago. Loser. I decided the last time I had to go to what was essentially like a rumpus room in someone's garage that smelled of mothballs. I'm like, this will be my last time lining up to vote because this is gross. Thank you, everybody. Some birthdays.
We take a vote. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes you.
Oh, that's hurtful. Some birthdays for you. Peter Jackson. My God. Ooh. He's for real. He's done some great work. Lord of the Rings.
That's enough, by the way.
I was going to name others, but then
let's hear some others.
King Kong?
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Drummer for U2, Larry Mullen Jr. Oh, ladies. Who of us didn't, right?
Right.
A little crush on him.
Sure can't shut him up, though, man. Woo, does that guy love to talk.
He's just a yapper.
Yep.
Just a yapper. Adam Horovitz from the Beastie Boys. See you around. And who was that guy? He's, he was running around. I think he was. Was he stabbing people?
Come on.
I'm not positive of what the whole thing.
Come on, Adam.
Robert Van Winkle. I can't think of his name, though. It is coming up in just a second. Here it is.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Then you got Vanilla Ice on the loose. He's got a knife, but he's running. He's going to stab people.
Because he stabbed people.
Hold on a sec. What's Kevin talking about?
I don't know. Vanilla Let's Ice find out. Let's find out. Let's investigate knife? More. Why is Vanilla Ice going to stab people?
Nope.
No, he stole some stuff.
He stole like a pool heater and a couch and stuff out of a vacant house.
What are you talking about, Kevin?
I was thinking of
stab anybody.
Screech.
You were thinking of Screech?
Thinking of Screech?
You were confusing Vanilla Ice?
Not even a singer.
With the guy from Saved by the Bell?
Yes, I was. Yeah.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Sort of the same guy, though, aren't they?
Right.
Okay.
That's what's happening.
Danny Elfman brought out the members of Oingo Boingo, and they played that song, The Hollywood Bowl.
He brought out members of Oingo Boingo?
Yes.
Good God, I thought it was just him up there.
No.
Wow, he's just teasing us now.
That's just rude.
What a dick.
And everybody was posting stuff, and I was like, oh, I didn't go that night. Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Does that rank top five Halloween songs for y'all?
Yep.
Oingo Boingo is top five bands.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So good.
We are playing bunches of Halloween music here this morning. 1-800-520-1067 if you want to text us your request. We'll get in as many as we can between now and 10 o'clock. Oh, now we're talking.
I don't think we need to play
now we're talking.
Yeah.
This Halloween. Do you guys like this only because I hate it?
It helps.
Dude, I liked you before I met you.
Halloween spooks outside my window.
It's really not Halloween without this song.
I mean, it really is.
I'm telling you.
Example one right here while we talk over this every single time.
It's
annoying as hell.
The first time I heard it at Knott's Berry Farm. or not Scary Farm at the time.
Yeah.
And I was not on the show yet.
This isn't scary. Why are we doing this?
No, I wasn't on the show yet. And I was like, oh, this is the song Kevin hates. How great is it that it's here? It made me so happy.
And now it's everywhere, you guys.
Everywhere.
1962 was a good year for Halloween music. That was the same year as the Monster Mash.
Right, hold on and listen. You guys are signing off on this.
They're ghosts, Kevin. They're being scary ghosts.
But you know what they're not doing at all? Being scary ghosts.
Oh, how dare
you.
They're just annoying. This dude's gargling. Another guy's
hygiene is important, too.
Ooh, what the? Come on. I want you guys to at least admit that this part's horrible.
I think this part is hilarious.
Hilarious. You're laughing out loud right now.
I want you to eat some candy corn and stop drinking the Haterade. That's what I want.
All right, so a few years ago, I had Omar try to make that song better.
Mm-hmm.
I had him do some remixes. I said, look, dude, I don't know, just put some beats to it or something. Try to dress it up a little bit.
Turn down the singers.
Turn down the singers. There's got to be something we can do. And this is the first track that he gave me. Part about that I hate is the part that's the original.
That you can still hear them.
Right, you can still, they're not drowned out.
If you could just listen to the beat, you'd be happy.
Here's a different beat.
No.
That's the worst thing ever, right?
Yeah, that's awful.
Too fast.
Way too fast.
What about, how about Billie Jean by Michael Jackson? What about that beat? I'm sorry, it's not Billie Jean, it's one of Michael Jackson's.
Yeah.
Billie Jean. That's not bad, right?
Mm-mm.
Maybe not. Yeah. I mean, of all of them I've played so far?
It's okay. It's okay. I mean, it does. I like the original best. And
he's
then
all
I like
OG.
And then I like the first one with the beat.
But I haven't played you dubstep.
Oh God.
All right.
Again, the problem is that you can still hear the original song.
Oh,
how dare you, sir?
And then he made the ultimate version.
Oh, yeah. Smell it.
Did you hear this at Not Scary Farm?
I did. I don't think we need this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh God. I think we're good.
Yeah. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the
life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window pane. Smell it. What?
All right. What?
I think we got it.
Oh, yeah.
You made it more annoying.
Nope.
Didn't. God.
Just 30 more seconds, Alec.
No, we're good. I think we're
30
seconds. So good.
I need about 50 more.
Oh, no.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 6:53.
If one group has their way, this could be the last ever Halloween we celebrate on a Wednesday. They got a petition going to try to get to move to Saturday every year.
And why isn't that the best idea ever?
I'm trying to find the flaws in it. I really am. Unless there are going to be... Well, we'll talk to her about it coming up just after 7 a.m. The only thing I can think is there are people who are tied into the reason it's on October 31st is because of the
calendar.
But
who's that being?
I don't know.
You know what
people.
I mean? Like, what? How many people know?
I don't know those people.
Right?
Anyway, we'll talk about that coming up right after the top of the hour and continue to play your Halloween requests. If you want to text us, 1-800-520-1067. It is Wednesday morning. Allie is here. Time for What's Happening.
Well, Bean loves this story, so I'm going to do it. But it's very triggering to me, and I'll tell you why after. So Reese's has decided to put up a machine in a very specific area of New York City where you can put in your crap candy and then get Reese's back out.
That's the best idea ever.
Yeah, it's a candy converter. Disappointment goes in, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Candy update. I love it.
It's fantastic.
Upgrade, really.
Upgrade, yes.
Yeah. And this is brilliant because...
So you put in the candy corn.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And you're like, I hated that.
Yeah.
And then you get back, wow, that's awesome.
And we all agreed when we were talking about Halloween candies that you want last week, that everybody agreed that Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is number one.
It's the best candy there is.
So... Who could find fault with this?
The machine will be active for 5 hours or until it runs out of the 10,000 cups that are stored inside on Halloween night. Awesome. But it just brought up last year. Do you remember it was a debate with people on whether you pronounce it Reese's or Reese's? And it ruined my year. There are people out there that think that it's Reese's. Because when you say Reese's Pieces, you're an idiot. It's Reese's Pieces. Who are these Reese's people?
I don't know. I find it funny that that ruined your whole year.
My year. Done. Down the tubes. Have you heard from those people, though?
No.
People that say Reese's.
No, that's dumb.
Right.
No, I haven't heard that either.
Give a call right now.
Nope.
We're not doing that.
Now, which one is the monkey? That's also Reese's, right? The Reese's monkey. That's not even Reese's, right? I'm just trying to figure out where they got it from.
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's also spelled differently.
It is definitely spelled differently, but I'm wondering if that's why they pronounce it that way.
I don't know, but there are people out there that walk amongst us.
Yeah.
And it's upsetting.
And they blend in most of the
year.
They
do. You have no idea.
And you go, no!
Right.
Get out!
Beat it, kid.
They need to put these upgrade machines everywhere, though.
Right?
Day after Halloween, people be driving by. It'd be the best.
Bean will start knocking over all those machines after Halloween because they all have candy corn in it.
That's very true. They're just filled. Maybe that's how they're going to get candy corn for next year. They're all going to be in this machine.
Good point. That's how they recycle them.
They're in the pocket of big candy corn.
Right.
Oh, Reese's.
So...
those people.
It's just Reese's.
You guys, this would be the best job ever. How would you like to be a pup-tern? So you're an intern, but a pup-tern. You're going to greet Mutt's members and their pets with adoration. Where is this happening? At the Mutt's Canine Cantina. It's a pup-friendly restaurant and dog park in Dallas and Fort Worth. They now have plans for its first ever fall internship. If you would like to be a pup-tern, how much could you expect to make petting dogs?
I mean, at first, I discounted you as soon as you said pup turn.
Understandable.
But petting dogs is great.
Yes.
Dogs are great.
Yes.
I can't imagine what it pays, though.
$100 an hour. That's right. $100 an hour. They posted the job on their Instagram and people were losing their minds. So
now that's a dog.
That's what I'm saying. They want you to show us your puppy petting skills. Do you have what it takes to be the first ever Mutt's pup turn at a brand new location in Fort Worth? $100 per hour.
But you gotta live in Fort Worth.
It's true. It's true. But my God, that's the greatest job ever.
I gotta think they only made that outrageous salary offer to get this kind of attention for their business.
Well, kudos you, it worked.
Because if they were paying minimum wage, this story would not be traveling the way it's traveling.
God, why'd you have to crap all over my pup turn story?
I agree with the crapper.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And
moving along.
It's snowing like dogs.
It's not snowing like dogs. It isn't at all.
Do you leave out cats?
Not even an expression.
It's raining like dogs and cats.
Right.
It's snowing like dogs.
Dogs, just snow. Dogs are only the snow. There's no cats.
And it's snowing like dogs.
Right.
It's just wrong. So every now and then we hear about a new Prince movie. And then we don't hear about it again because the family didn't sign off. Well, now it appears that this film has the full backing of the late music icon's estate. And Prince had reached out to this woman about working together before his death. Who is that woman? It is filmmaker Ava DuVernay. She is going to be doing the movie for Prince for Netflix. She's
Should I know her?
Selma.
Oh, okay.
Wrinkle in Time, 13th.
Oh, wow.
She's way amazing.
She's accomplished. Cool.
Oh, yeah. Here's her quote about it, which made me think, this is in the right hands. Prince was a genius, a joy and a jolt to the senses. He was like no other. He shattered preconceived notions, smashed boundaries, and shared his heart through his music. The only way I know how to make this film is with love and great care.
Do we want a movie about Prince's life?
Yeah.
I think we would.
We do.
I think I'd see that.
As long as Bruno Mars doesn't play Prince.
Oh, he'd be amazing.
Much hate for Bruno Mars.
So much. I don't understand it.
Because I'm familiar with his work.
I mean, I feel like we are too.
I mean, isn't Purple Rain already Prince's autobiography? Hasn't that already been done and done perfectly?
Why do you hate, then? Who hurt you?
I'm just trying to figure out what the point is of doing a Prince bio movie.
I think most of us don't know much. He was very secretive about his life.
Yeah, do you know all about his upbringing and how his family, their Jehovah's Witnesses, what he believed, what he didn't believe, all the turns that his life took? No. No, you
don't. His dad used to beat him when he was a kid, and then he went in four of his brothers, and they made a super group.
Those are the Jacksons, but... I mean, we could find that out. We don't know.
We don't know, right?
That's why we need a Prince movie for Netflix done by Ava DuVernay.
All right.
Outvoted. Sorry.
All right. Looks like it's happening. Happening without my support, but okay.
Some birthdays for you. Larry Mullen Jr. from U2, Peter Jackson, Rob Schneider, Vanilla Ice, and from the Beastie Boys, Adam Horovitz.
See you around.
See you around. That's what's happening.
Talking Heads on the world famous K-Rock. Did you say come on?
I just said, come on, how good is that?
Agreed.
How good is that song 40 years later?
This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:07. We have tickets for WWE SmackDown Live when it comes to Staples Center, November 20th. We're going to give those away in about 10 minutes with a contest with your impressions.
Oh, no.
You call in and do your impressions of whichever wrestler is your favorite.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we take them all, and then we decide who's best, or we put them into a drawing, and they get the tickets.
Like, what kind of impression are you looking for?
Well, Bean, why don't you do yours? Yeah. Just give us a little Hulk.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, brother.
Okay, so Bean wouldn't win.
No, I would definitely. Do you think Hulk will be able to make it in here to host the game? Do you think that's possible?
We have heard that he will be, yes. So that's good news.
So whoever your favorite wrestler is or whoever you want to do an impression of, somebody is going to win tickets to see great wrestling live and in person for WWE SmackDown Live at Staples Center November 20th. You can buy those tickets at AXS.com or we'll give you a chance to win them in about 10 minutes, as Kevin mentioned here on K-Rock. All right, this is the news everyone is talking about this week.
Halloween lands on the 31st of October every year, but there's an effort to change that. This year, the 31st is on Wednesday, but many think Halloween should be on a Saturday every year. News Channel 5's Jesse Knudsen joins us live from Germantown. And Jesse, what's the reasoning for wanting to change Halloween?
Well, I'm going to tell you that we don't need Jesse because we have somebody who's actually behind the petition on the phone. Anisha McMillan joins us from the Halloween and Costume Association here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Happy Halloween, Anisha. How are you?
Happy Halloween to you.
When did you put this petition up that you now have almost 40,000 signatures on?
Well, we actually did a soft launch of the petition, meaning we didn't really promote it or really tell a whole lot of people about it. A couple months back, as we were kind of putting together our campaign and then launching it across social media. So it's really been about the last 4 weeks that has really picked up momentum, and we've been pushing it out there, and it's really, really garnered quite a bit of attention.
Is this a new idea? Because honestly, I don't remember ever hearing anybody suggest we move Halloween to the last Saturday of October every month. Is this something you guys just came up with in 2018?
It's actually not a new idea. This is the first time that we've actually pursued it as an association. But over the years, it's been a point of discussion. The media has talked about it. There was a petition when Obama was in office on the White House website. But again, I just don't think it had a whole lot of push behind it. And not a lot of people like yourself heard about it.
Now, okay. October 31st is why it has been there every year, is because November 1st is All Saints Day. But here's what I'll say. No one knows or cares about that, would be my guess. Obviously, when you say no one, there are some exceptions. But for the most part, I don't think anyone thinks it has to be on the 31st.
Well, Anisha, let me ask you, you've probably done the research. Is All Saints Day an important day for some people or, say, Catholics?
I would say that it does have importance. Obviously, we've been part of a very spirited conversation on social media, and we've got people on both sides that support it and are against it. And primarily the people that are against it are claiming, you know, their religious beliefs. They're talking about like All Hallows Eve, All Saints Day, Soul Day, Day of the Dead, which is the November 2nd.
Right.
And those are really the people that have expressed the most concern. But, you know, honestly, Halloween has never been a religious holiday. It stems from some religious context, but really it was a medieval times tradition. It originally took place on November 1st, and a lot of people don't know that. And it was actually the Catholic Church who launched their own kind of conversion campaign to try to bring in more people to their religion. And that's how it actually got changed to October 31st. So people have kind of been messing with it and changing it for quite a while. And a lot of people just think that, you know, it's always been this way, it must be this way, and it's tradition. And in America, we haven't even been celebrating Halloween for a full 100 years. So a lot of people are just misinformed, and they just don't understand, you know, the facts and figures behind it.
What are the benefits for moving Halloween to the last Saturday in October?
Okay. Well, for us, the very first thing that we discussed was the safety component. And the reason that topic even got on the table was we were looking at some of the statistics. Statistically speaking, you, as a child, you're more than 50% likely to be struck and killed by a car on Halloween than any other day of the year. So that was alarming to us. And so then we looked at, okay, you know, how could we help prevent that? And when we dug a little further, we see that parents are actually not accompanying their children while trick-or-treating. Actually, the majority of them don't. Additionally, we also found out that the parents are not sending kids out with reflective gear. They're not sending them out with flashlights. And again, more than half of parents aren't doing these simple things. They're also not planning routes or talking to their kids about safety.
Okay, but let me ask.
Have we ruled out that maybe these parents just hate their kids? I feel like they're doing everything to get their kids killed.
They really are. Yeah, let me just piggyback on that and say, wouldn't it be worse on a Saturday night?
No, because there's no rush hour. Yeah. There's a lot more traffic during rush hour when the kids go out. I mean, that's what we're talking about. Go out.
Is it?
Yeah, like 6:30, 7, yeah.
I feel like Saturday wouldn't make that better. Okay, go ahead.
So we wanted to extend it to be an entire day. Not only is this the favorite holiday of millennials, and we feel like it should have a full day or even full weekend of celebration, from the safety aspect, if children started trick-or-treating late in the afternoon, dusk into twilight hours and wrapped up right around the time they got dark, that would still allow them to do traditional trick-or-treating in the evening, but not to the point where it's dark and they're not visible. And then also, that would give enough time for family parties or, you know, adult parties in the late night hours.
I mean, most adult parties happen this past Saturday night. Mm-hmm. So that
they would be happening on Halloween, though, if Anisha gets her way.
If I'm concerned from like a Catholic point of view that this is going to ruin All Saints Day and then All Souls Day, those days can stay on November 1st and November 2nd. Just moving this to the Saturday doesn't change anything.
Correct. Yeah. And honestly, a lot of people, again, they have really kind of stood firm in their religious beliefs. But if you're actually dispelling rumors and you're looking at fact, Samhain has some influence over the holiday. But honestly, unless you are carving turnips instead of pumpkins, this is not actually an earth-centered religion. So the people who are, you know, diehard and they will celebrate November 1st and November 2nd holidays, great. They absolutely should.
All right, Anisha McMillan is on the phone with the Halloween and Costume Association. We're talking about the petition that has about 40,000 signatures right now. The goal is 50,000, it says here, Anisha, to try to get Halloween moved to the last Saturday of October instead of sticking with the 31st. I'm sure there's a money aspect to this change as well. What do businesses think? Are they going to now be deprived of a big Saturday night and a big 31st of October, or do most businesses benefit from this change?
Well, as far as the regular businesses, it actually will benefit, you know, a typical business because bosses aren't going to deal with PTO requests. They're not going to have parents trying to leave early or come in late the next day, you know, when it falls on a weekday. But as far as the industry is concerned, we actually do see bigger sales and bigger profits when Halloween falls on a weekend. That's just kind of proof that people really do embrace and celebrate more when Halloween's on a Saturday. So candy sales go up, Halloween costume sales go up, even the profits of the haunters, the haunted houses, those places, and then, of course, you know, all of the Halloween decor. All those sales go up just because people are excited and ready to celebrate, and, you know, they have, it's a little bit easier than rushing around like today on a Wednesday night.
Anisha, I know you have a lot on your plate with Halloween, but once you're done with this, can you get to the Super Bowl moving to a Saturday? That would be great.
I don't know. We'll see what we can do.
All right.
All right. If you want to sign the petition, by the way, you go to Kevin at Kevin and Bean Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram stories for the link to sign it if you would like to.
Yes. Excellent. And what's the goal once you reach your 50,000 signatures? Does somebody walk it down to the White House and put it on the president's desk? What's the next move, Anisha?
It's that easy.
Yeah, they just let him right in, Bean.
Look, he could overturn constitutional amendments with a stroke of a pen. Why can't he make Halloween move?
He can't.
He's got some superpowers that none of us realized he had.
How does it work? How do you expect it to change?
So once we hit 50,000, that's not it, obviously. We're going to collect as many signatures as we possibly can. The ultimate goal is for the whole country to recognize and celebrate Halloween on the last Saturday of October each year. So it's whether the petition garners enough attention that lawmakers stand up and make official changes. There have been some laws proposed surrounding this in previous years. You know, the president could make a proclamation. And otherwise, you know, we've got this big groundswell due to kind of a grassroots movement. And we believe that townships and counties and on up to cities and states, they can all make changes on local and regional levels. So we're realistic in the fact that we don't believe this is going to happen overnight, but we do believe, especially with millennials and the fact that they are controlling the Halloween market and Halloween spend, we believe it'll happen.
I mean, it's just like Memorial Day and Labor Day and even Thanksgiving. They change dates based on what day it is of the month.
Right.
So it makes perfect sense.
We're going to continue to spread the word, Anisha. You got our support here. Again, you can go to the Kevin and Bean Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram stories for a link to sign the petition. I'm so happy you made some time to come on the show with us here today on a very busy Halloween morning. Good luck with this. I hope we talk again, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now.
All right. We have a pair of tickets for WWE, and we're looking for your impressions right now. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. WWE SmackDown Live is at Staples Center November 20th. We're going to give somebody a pair of tickets for your impression of your favorite wrestler, hosted by Hulk Hogan.
Wow.
That's right, brother. Excited. 1-800-520-1067. Call now. Do anybody but me, because it'll make me sound worse. We'll talk to you next on K-Rock.
Very excited to have Hulk Hogan here to host this game.
Very excited to be here, brother.
We have a pair of tickets to the WWE SmackDown Live at Staples Center November 20th, and we're looking for wrestler impersonations.
You want to see the WWE? All you got to do is gotta be Roman Reigns or the Hulkster. All you got to be is your favorite wrestler. Oh, yeah, the Macho Man or Steve Austin. Smash a beer can or smell what the Rock is cooking. Show us your skills and go see wrestling. Wrestler, impersonator, and what you gonna do when Kevin and Bean run wild on you, brother?
That was my Hulk Hogan.
Was it now?
Interesting.
All right, you guys, let's talk to Alan. He's on line one. He joins us from Pasadena here on the Kevin and Bean Show, trying to give away some tickets for the SmackDown.
Oh, yeah, brother. This is Alan. I'm coming to you from Pasadena, and I heard the little punk trying to do an impression of me, Macho Man, earlier. He was whack.
I mean, he went right
good.
For it.
Yeah, can't that's argue pretty with good. That. All right, thank you. Alan. Yeah. Appreciate that. Let's go to line two. Let's say hi to Haley. Haley, what's going on?
I'm going to do Ronda Rousey, and so this is it. Rowdy Ronda Rousey! I am the baddest woman on the planet, and no one can beat me.
I mean, technically, that was an impression, right? All right, thank you very much. Appreciate that, Haley. This hurts. I don't know how Hulk talks like this all the time. Let's go to line three, Hawthorne. Let's say hi to Henry.
Hey, Henry.
Hello, hi.
We're doing it.
I'm not feeling good about this. I'm doubting Henry.
I'm doing my impression of The Rock.
Okay.
This is The Rock here at the Kevin and Bean Show. But Kevin, I have a question for you. Who is your favorite wrestler?
It doesn't
matter who your favorite wrestler is.
Henry.
Wrestler impersonator!
Don't ever put Henry on hold. Just let him keep talking.
He's on hold because we might have to do a drawing.
I love him so much.
All right, Eric, you got to beat Henry in Hawthorne. Eric's in Pasadena. He's on line four, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show, trying to win tickets for the SmackDown.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. What are you going to do?
Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon. Oh, all right.
I don't give a damn. You're fired.
Okay.
That was Vince has cancer of the esophagus?
It's short and sweet.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Let's go to another Eric. He's in Orange. He's on line five.
Eric in Orange. Hi.
Kevin and Bean, I am the Undertaker. Today is Halloween, and you will feel the wrath of the Phenom when I bury you, and you rest in peace.
I felt that one.
Growl at the end as well.
That was real good, Eric. That was
you
real
liked
good.
It, Hulk?
I liked it very much, brother. We got time for a couple more. Victor Commerce, line six, up next on K-Rock.
Hey, Victor.
What?
Hello?
I said, what? Oh.
He's doing
so I'm starting my impression already.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry, you certainly were.
That's my bad. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. You talk about your John 3:16s. Well, Austin 3:16 says, I just whooped your ass.
All right. You hold on.
I think he peaked early on that one.
Let's do one more, you guys. Let's take Juan, Riverside, line seven.
Hey, Juan.
Hey, this is Booker T, the five-time WCW champion. Can you dig that, sucker?
I'm going to tell you, I enjoyed every one of those impressions.
I'm going to tell you, I enjoyed every one of those impressions for very different reasons. But if I had to vote, I think I'd go Eric the Undertaker. I think he's my favorite. How about you guys? You got any thoughts on this? Or you just want to leave me hanging?
Honestly, we'd like to leave you hanging. I don't hate Eric the Undertaker.
I don't either, but I loved Henry so much.
Yeah, but Henry, I mean, he's a different.
All right, I love the Undertaker. Plus, it's so timely.
All right, let's go to Eric the Undertaker, line five. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, guys.
Hulkster?
Hey, congratulations. You're going to the WWE SmackDown Live at Staples Center November 20th. Congratulations, brother.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right, have fun. Okay.
Okay. Bye now.
And eat fruit.
Be good, eat fruit.
Monster impersonator! Who you gonna call?
All right, listen, I love that song as much as the next guy. Mm-hmm. Why, though? It's terrible.
It's not a terrible song.
It's a terrible song that I love.
Ghostbusters is a great song.
I love it. It's a terrible song.
Why do you say it's terrible?
I don't know. It just is so cheesy.
Well, it's very 80s. I mean, it's very
sure.
of its time. But don't you have a great association with that song in
with the movie?
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, I love it. Mm. I mean, as far as I'm concerned,
right.
It's not Halloween without
If it wasn't attached to the movie... Mm-hmm. Would it be a strong song on its own?
Yes. Because
okay.
it's got a great melody, mm-hmm. and it's very fun, and
okay.
sing-along, and I like it.
All right.
When
so
Donna hears it, she loves it, right?
We had that discussion this past week
mm-hmm.
about how Ray Parker Jr.'s music is still banned in our home,
mm-hmm.
and
because?
Always will be, because he threw an ice cream cone at her when she was 15 and working at Magic Mountain.
And that has not deterred Bean's love at all.
I do love
He's
Ray
good.
Parker Jr., yeah. But it's very triggering for her, so I have to be sensitive around Halloween time to make sure that doesn't accidentally get played her.
All right, while we're talking about Halloween songs, I have a few to run by you.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm not going to tell you who the artist is, because I don't want you to judge based on that.
These are just great Halloween
Listen
songs.
Listen to the Halloween
that
song.
That you love, okay.
Thumbs
gotcha.
Up, thumbs down. Here we go.
All right.
It's Halloween.
Down, down.
Can't hear
right.
you.
Down, down.
Can't hear you.
It's a trick or treat time.
Okay, that's enough of that one.
But you didn't like that?
I didn't care for that.
That
what? Sounded like it had some Armenian comedian going on with it, and I say no to that.
Allie?
Absolutely not,
Disappointing.
Kevin.
Disappointing.
It was.
All right, how about this?
I'm Sam Darmiga, comedian. Oh, it's time for a Halloween. I'm Sam Darmiga, comedian. I want to make you scream. Because I'm scaring you like a skeleton. Because I have something big in my pants.
Oh, I'm
in.
Come on now.
Let's hear
Allie's
more.
In.
Let's hear more.
Halloween time. But for my ladies, it's Halloweeny time. I want to hunt you, little kitty. Come here, little kitty, because you're so pretty.
Okay,
oh,
I'm out.
I get it, my little kitty.
Okay, good. Then I'm back in.
Yeah, it wasn't kids. It was really
who knows? Halloween-y time, though. Come on now.
It's Halloween, yes.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
All right, I'm in. Yeah.
You're in, right? Yeah. Okay, so that's going to become a yearly thing.
Sure.
That we play that song. All right, how about this?
Unbelievable. Halloween is here.
Rush
I'm
G.
so excited. It's scary. Let's start.
Rosa G.
King size candy, getting king size candy. King size candy, getting king size candy. King size candy, getting king size candy. On Halloween, getting king size candy.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Rosa G. Check the date. Halloween is here. I gotta regulate. My costume look ill like Dallas Buyers. Katniss Erdeen. Y'all know I'm on fire. Fire. Ring the doorbell and be polite. If you give me king size, I'll be back all night. Cup so many flavors, I can count them. Big, big butterfingers, yeah, I'm about them. Haters get so mad, cause they can stop it. It ain't trick or treat, and if you ain't got it, mess around, I'ma catch your body. If I see Nick wafers, I throw him in the potty.
Right?
King-size candy, getting king-size candy. 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 On Halloween, getting king-size candy. Early in the night, fill my candy bag. So that's not a problem, I got another bag. I'm bussing, running laps on these fools. Hit the house twice is Rosa G's rule.
Yeah.
Get my candy, you don't have a chance. I'll send you to the sea, SpongeBob SquarePants. Let chuck you from the flake, I'll run them up. Fun size has me like, yeah. Raisins, toothbrush, dots, and apples. If you give me these, you're just an apple. Want my sneakers, Reese's, Kit Kats, and Twix. Put M&M's, Pop Rocks, and Nerds in the mix. Yeah. Back home, let's eat, you know that sound. Candy crunch food, candy crunch by the pound. Like crunch, 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 talking. Crunch, 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 get it. King size candy, getting king size candy. King size candy, getting king size candy. King size candy, getting king size candy. On Halloween, getting king size candy. King size candy, getting king size candy. King size candy, getting king size candy. King size candy, getting king size candy. On Halloween, getting king size candy. Toss up your sweets, toss up your sweets, toss up your candy and your treats.
Come on,
toss up your sweets, toss up your sweets, toss up your gum bars, pops, toss up your treats. I hear the candy like a bat, Dracula. Stacking bars all night, stamina. King size, I grab ring buys. With my ring pops, yeah, that's my ring size. King size, king size, candy. King size, king size, candy. On Halloween, king size candy. I got a giant Toblerone I haven't eaten yet. Okay, cool.
Right?
All day. All day, Rosa G, ladies and gentlemen.
Halloween classic. From 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53.
I can't believe we're going to let Allie talk about her ghost stories again.
Well, she believes with all her heart.
She does believe. And if ever there's a day to talk about it, I guess it's today. So we'll be looking for yours coming up right after 8 o'clock. First, Allie is here with a Halloween Wednesday. What's happening?
Well, like me, you guys both love the D, right?
Sure. Yeah. Not the same D that you love, but yeah, we love Tenacious D.
Sure, Tenacious D. How would you like a pair of passes to see Tenacious D tomorrow night on Jimmy Kimmel Live?
Yay! All right.
All right, not bad. By the way, they're also playing Hollywood Palladium on December 21st. A few tickets are still available to that. But if you would like to see Tenacious D on Jimmy Kimmel Live tomorrow night, be callers 10. Okay. I hate both of you.
I just got thrilled.
1-800-520.
That made Bean.
520-1067. Callers 10 through 14. And you all are going to get a pair of passes. Tenacious D, Jimmy Kimmel, tomorrow night. Good times had by all. You guys see this, this story in Variety where they have the salaries of TV's top stars revealed.
Did not see that.
These are salaries.
Is this going to be all Big Bang Theory people again?
Salaries per episode, and okay. It's going to blow your mind.
Per episode.
Per episode. Let's just start out broadcast TV. Let's start out comedy.
Okay.
We've got the cast of The Conners. So John Goodman, Laurie Metcalf, Sarah Gilbert. They're making about $375,000 an episode.
Wow. Each week?
Each week. Not
that's
bad.
That's like a 4.5-day week, I think, when you're filming a show like that.
Yeah.
Dude, some of those days can be like 9 hours.
Okay. No, they do work long hours.
No, I know, I'm just kidding.
Brad Garrett, on his show Single Parents, he's earning $100,000 per episode.
For a show I've never heard of? He's at a show called Single Parents?
It's really cute. It's really cute. Candace Bergen back as Murphy Brown and Tim Allen back with Last Man Standing. They're both pulling in $250,000 per episode. But let's move on to Unscripted, shall we?
Okay.
Kelly Clarkson. She's on The Voice.
Right.
She is pulling in, and I need you to sit down, $560,000 an episode.
To and listen to people sing?
Yes. Well, she's got to swing around on the chair.
Oh, that's true. She
that's does. Like so, a 1.5 hour day.
That is insane money.
Wow. $500,000 a week to do that.
Not bad. The Rock is on something called Titan Games. He's making $450,000 an episode.
Thank God The Rock got some work.
Right, thank God.
I saw a promo for that. I think it's brand new, and he just sort of is behind it.
What is it, Kevin?
It's like American Ninja Warriors
type
thing.
Okay. Sarah Silverman, she's on I Love You America on Hulu. She's pulling in $225,000 an episode.
Wow.
Norm MacDonald over on Netflix, his show, $75,000 per episode. This is where it gets very, I'm just going to say insane.
Okay.
For dramas. There's a new show that will be on Amazon. It's not titled yet, but Javier Bardem, it will be the star of it. He's going to make $1.2 million an episode.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Is that Hulu saying we have to make a huge splash?
Or Amazon, yeah.
Or Amazon, sorry, yeah.
I think if you look at these numbers, you'll notice the Hulus, the Netflix, the Amazon, the Apple TVs
are
saying,
to overpay.
We got to throw money out there.
Wow. I'm waiting to hear what it costs to get Julia Roberts to come back to TV on Amazon. I'm hoping she's coming up on this list.
Well, we're going to talk about Apple. There's untitled morning show, Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston pulling in $1.1 million per episode. But this just in, they're also executive producers on that show, so they're going to command an additional fee of service on top of that.
Good for them. That's strong.
Unbelievable. And you had wanted to hear about Julia Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her show Homecoming, she's going to make $600,000 per episode.
How can she be making less than anyone on that list? She's Julia Roberts.
Yeah, she's not Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston.
I guess
right
not.
Right now. Yeah, those two are making a lot. Norman Reedus over on AMC, The Walking Dead, $1 million per episode.
Wow.
Has that been raised since?
I think the other one.
Rick Grimes?
Yeah,
yeah.
Was gone, yeah. Elizabeth Moss, $1 million per episode of Handmaid's Tale.
Worth it.
Unbelievable.
How's that show, Allie?
It's really good.
Excellent.
Once you really buckle down and get into it, uh-huh. Real good.
Well, I know that Bean gave you a gift card like a year ago, Christmas.
Yeah, well, and I didn't watch it then.
So then he gave
and then
another
it expired.
One to you.
Yeah, he gave me one in June for my birthday,
okay.
So I've been really catching up. So.
Which one's your favorite episode of the two seasons of Handmaid's Tale so far?
The fourth one of season one.
Oh, that
when
was
you're
a
like,
good one.
Oh, this is what's really happening with all their tales.
Haven't seen it yet, have you?
Yeah, not yet. I plan to. I really do. Over at Stranger Things on Netflix, Winona Ryder, David Harbour, Millie Bobby Brown, they're all pulling in $350,000 per episode.
Man, that's a lot of money.
And grossly underpaid, Killing Eve, Sandra Oh, she's only making $100,000 per episode. We need to up that because she is magic.
She is fantastic on that show.
You guys, what are we doing with our lives? Look at these numbers.
Yeah. Well, we should have been born with talent.
Wow.
I mean, it's not just that. Most of these shows go into syndication, and they actually air more.
Right.
And then they keep getting paid forever.
Oh, man.
What are we doing?
What are we doing? And we're not even a cool 7-year-old kid who lives in Huntington, New York, who did something amazing. This is Angelica Cunningham. She went to the town of Huntington, New York, and said, hey, why don't we call our town Hauntington every Halloween? And the town's like, you know what? Little Angelica, amazing idea.
Got so nothing else going
from
on.
Here on out, she changed the town's name to Hauntington for Halloween for the foreseeable future. I mean, we can do it, kids. When we set our mind to something, we can do it.
I think she brought that up, and her parents were like,
I mean, that's
finish
cute.
Your dinner. Right. Zip it, kid. Beat it, kid. And then she's down at City Hall, and her parents are like, where's Angelica? Yeah, she's just changing the world is what she's doing.
Yep.
Guys, Kelly Clarkson makes $500,000 per episode.
Good for her. That's awesome. Didn't Jennifer Lopez make that much, too?
Yeah, I think she was making a grip on
her. And Mariah, too.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Good for all of them. Good for us.
Look, you know, they wouldn't be paying these people these
if they
salaries
weren't making it
if
back
they weren't
in...
making it back. Yeah. Plus.
Yes. All right, guys. Some birthdays for you. We've got Peter Jackson, Larry Mullen Jr. from U2, Rob Schneider, Vanilla Ice, and from the B.C. Boys, Adam Horovitz.
See you around.
See you around, Adam. And that's what's happening.
Taking your text all morning long, by the way, if you have Halloween music you'd like us to play for you today, that is for Paul in Cyprus requesting Rob Zombie. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. All right, here's my problem with people who see ghosts. And we're going to hear from a couple of people here on the Kevin and Bean Show who swear they've seen ghosts. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Here's what most ghost encounters are like. This is Kendall Jenner. I believe in ghosts. Not so loud, Kendall. Now, you can bring that down a little bit. I don't know if I've ever seen one, but I can go up a little.
Okay,
go up a little bit. There's a balance here. You can
up a little.
I don't know if I've ever seen one, but I've experienced some pretty ghosty situations. She revealed to Vogue, according to her.
By the way, it's either a ghost or it's not. It's not a ghosty situation.
She says that her mom's house is haunted by an otherworldly presence. In the house my mom lives in, Kylie and I would always hear footsteps on the roof when no one was home. Kylie's shower used to turn on all the time, and we never knew why. So, yeah, I'm convinced it was a ghost.
Allie is shaking her head yes vigorously.
But these are people who are just filling in the blanks with, oh, it must be a ghost. But there's no evidence whatsoever that it is a ghost. There's a million other explanations as to what she could have heard on the roof. Oh, I don't know, a squirrel. Okay, but she doesn't think squirrels, she thinks ghosts.
Who's turning on the water, Bean?
Who hurt you?
On the water?
I don't know who's turning on the water.
But somebody has to be.
Could it be a ghost?
Could it be a ghost?
Sure could.
Could it be?
Mm-hmm.
No.
But no.
Could it
possibly be?
Who wants to go first, Allie or Beer Mug? Both claim to have ghost encounters.
I would like Allie.
All right. Well, I live in a place that definitely has some sort of spirit living there. And I understand
definitely.
Where I... Shut up. Where I
mean, 100%.
Live, the grandmother had passed away where I live.
Okay.
But my neighbors also feel weird things happening all the time. Like cabinets will just open on their own. They'll walk in. One of my neighbors actually heard his voice being whispered at night, Danny.
Was he asleep?
He was dead asleep.
Mm.
And then woke up and he was very cold, which is what happens when there's a ghost in the room, the change in temperatures. But not only my house.
Can I just
then
interrupt right here and say, could it have been a dream since he was sleeping?
Could have been.
Okay.
But,
more likely that it was a dream than that it was a dead person come back to visit?
No. I mean,
okay.
Come on,
she's
listen.
Going with a solid
just,
no on that
you
one.
You just got to believe. And then I went up to Montecito with a couple friends, and that house was haunted. People walking around in the middle of the night. We heard footsteps. There was a random light that would turn off and on. There was no timer, no nothing. The only way to reach that light was this one particular light switch, which wasn't being touched at all.
Did or you and your friends leave that house?
We left, you know, to have cocktails at night, but then we'd come back.
Even though it was haunted?
Oh, yeah. It was amazing.
It was an older house with older lamps, with older wiring that sometimes get, you know, persnickety.
Indeed, persnickety. I'm just saying something was there, and we could feel it. You can feel a presence, you guys.
Okay.
If you want to.
If you want to, yeah.
Right.
If you choose not to and just say, it's not that, it's not that, it's not that, then that's your prerogative.
But we've all had a light that has flickered. Everyone who's ever been in a house has had a light that has flickered at some point or another. It's electrical is what it is.
I don't know, Bean. I don't know. I think it's the
it's
spirit
It's persnickety.
World. It's the spirit world. It's like a Morse code. If
on a
any
scale
of us
of,
knew Morse code, we'd know what the ghost was saying.
We are going to take your calls in a minute. 1-800-520-1067. If you actually saw a ghost. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, Allie, no joking here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Secret time.
Yeah.
How much do you believe that you've actually been in the presence of a ghost?
Out of 10, I'd say 9 because I can't definitively prove it, but I absolutely believe. You don't believe in ghosts and angels and people looking out for you and all that kind of stuff?
Not at all. You know why?
That's sad.
Not a moron. Not a moron.
Such a dick.
You don't have to a dick about it, for God's sakes.
Mean.
Now, I don't want to suggest Beer Mug is not a moron, but let's see what his story is.
He's standing in front of a microphone.
Get out of my mic. Okay. He's allowed. We invited him.
Can he yell at me like that? That doesn't seem
sorry,
right.
Sorry, Kevin.
Okay.
This was at the old K-Rock building, the one we just moved out of, and it was I was doing an overnight, walked into the K-Rock kitchen, was making coffee, and I don't know if you guys remember, there's like a little room with the lockers and two extra jock computers, and I'm sitting there making coffee, and I heard a locker fully close and like papers rustle around, and it wasn't like, oh my God, what's that? It was like, oh, who's here? I want to go say hi, and someone must be there. Walked over. Nobody was standing there. And I got to tell you guys, I'm the biggest skeptic of ghosts. I think it's a bunch of hogwash.
Yeah.
That day I became a believer.
You wouldn't say then that it was a persnickety locker.
It was not a persnickety locker.
Got it.
It slammed. It didn't just close. Fully, it didn't just fall shut like it was.
The sound it made, Kevin, yeah, exactly. The sound it made, it required full human force to close this locker. Mm. And I
can ghosts touch?
Sure, they
the real world.
I think so.
Can they? Okay,
but I was
I don't
always
know the rules on ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
I was always under the impression, and there was a bunch of rumors that in that building, a little kid had been run over in the driveway.
Oh, good times.
I never heard that.
Yeah, before we moved in, and I guess it was his ghost haunting the hallways.
Sure,
but I do
that
believe
makes perfect
now.
Sense.
I do believe now. I'm a believer.
Wow, I like it.
When my daughter was tiny, she's probably five. I went in to put her to bed, and she said, Daddy, who's that in the corner?
Oh, God.
No.
And I had three thoughts. One is, there's a ghost.
Right.
Two is, she's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And three is,
was it Bean?
Yeah.
What was your conclusion, that she was crazy?
I looked over. There was nothing there. Oh, no one there.
Of course not.
So I thought, imagination.
I think little souls and pets can totally sense the other world.
Because they're not closed off like
exactly. Beam. Exactly, Kevin. I think you're coming around, Kev Dog.
Sort of am a little bit.
Right. Yeah.
Not much. I mean, I would say your house, I'd believe it was a ghost, maybe a 3 on a scale of 1 to 10.
You're a 3.
So I'm a skeptic.
It sounds like you're a, Allie's a 9. What are you?
I'm right there with Allie because I don't have definitive proof, but that night that I heard that, I was like, okay, that's just ridiculous.
Well, there's certainly no other possible explanation. It had to have been some
there's no
dead
there
person.
Were no windows, no there was no windows to blow wind and nothing.
We're not going to continue this if you can't be kind, Bean.
Yeah, your persnickety ways.
Let's talk to Tony, line 3, please. He's in West Covina. I think he's on the believer scale here. We're talking ghost stories here on this Halloween morning. Tony, thank you for calling. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
Hi.
All right, what was it?
All right, so this happened about, let me say, about 16 years ago. It was, my daughter was about 5 years old at the time, and I was reading her a bedtime story. So I'm sitting at the edge of the bed reading a story to her, and next thing you know, out of the corner of my eye, I see a black shadow enter the room. And I, you know, I didn't think anything of it, but my daughter looked up, and she goes, Dad, what is that? And she was little, man, and I didn't know what to tell her. I got scared. I got goosebumps all over my body, and then that
was
that.
Was it Bean?
Was it Bean?
Tony, was it Bean?
Tony's story is identical to your story,
yeah.
Kevin.
I mean, what age?
Yeah.
What age did
Five.
You say, Tony? Five? Is it?
Yeah, and what happened after that was crazy because a day later, I went to go talk to my neighbor, and he wouldn't answer. And
he wouldn't answer?
Yeah, they wouldn't answer the door. His car was there. So I got a little bit paranoid, and I called his son. His son came over, and they found him dead, man.
Oh,
yeah,
Tony!
Yeah.
Was it Bean?
It was so Bean, yeah.
So your dead neighbor came over to tell your little girl that he had died? Passed the message along to your dad?
That's what I think, man. That's
all right, non-believer. Bro, you know? How do you explain that away?
Well, man. It makes perfect sense. That's the only explanation.
No,
I
but
think.
How would you explain it away?
Because it was a coincidence. That's how you explain everything away. People draw connections to things that they want to be related and they're not. Just like Muggs making up the story about the kid that died in the same area that a locker opened.
Man, you're hurt.
Come on, Tony. Fix your life. Thank you for the call. 1-800-520-1067. Your ghost story is next
time. Fix your life, you dick.
Dear Lord, my headphones are loud.
You all right?
Yes, it's 20 minutes after 8. We're talking ghost stories.
Was it a ghost who adjusted your headphones?
Right.
Is there any other possible explanation?
Right.
Jessica Alba had a terrifying experience with an unseen force as a child. I had no idea what it was. I felt this pressure. I couldn't get up. I couldn't scream. I couldn't talk. I couldn't do anything. Something definitely took the covers off me, and I definitely couldn't get off the bed. And then once I did, I screamed. I ran to my parents' room. I don't think I spent many nights in that house ever again. There was something definitely odd in my parents' old house. I don't know what it was. I can't explain it. But then they got it blessed, and they burned sage and stuff since then.
Wow. They burned sage and stuff?
And stuff.
I'm going to need more details on that
well,
one.
Well, you have to ask Jessica Alba the next time you have lunch with her. So she was convinced it was a ghost because something was pulled the covers off her, then was holding her down on the bed, and she couldn't get up.
By the way, if that actually happened,
then she was having a nightmare because she was a kid.
I mean,
that's having a nightmare.
Certainly possible.
It's certainly more likely than a ghost, right?
Man, you are the Grinch of Halloween.
1-800-520-1077.
Doesn't even make sense.
No, it doesn't. Let's go to Santa Clarita. Say hi to our man Dylan up first here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're taking your calls with your personal ghost stories.
Which line? Sorry.
Dylan, line one.
Okay. Hey, Dylan.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. Ghost story.
So when I was 5, I had to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. And I was walking out of my room. I looked to my left into my closet. I see this figure, like a guy. And for some reason, I wasn't really scared. I was kind of familiar with him. So I went and tried to hug him, but I just fell into my closet. Following morning, I was talking to my mom. And I was just telling her, like, oh, I saw someone in my bedroom. I'm pretty sure it was Uncle Eddie. And for some reason, she goes silent. And she was telling me, like, how do you know who Uncle Eddie is? And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, that was my brother that died when I was 18. And I never told you ever about him.
Oh. So you never found out about him until your ghost sighting.
Yeah, and then
no talk in the family.
Tell me who he was. Yeah.
Oh, T.O. Eddie in the closet.
And has your understanding of that incident changed since then, or are you still pretty convinced what it was Eddie's ghost?
Turn
that down a little bit. Yeah. You still think it was Uncle Eddie's ghost?
No, for sure. Ever since I've had these weird instances where like near death experiences. So I strongly believe that he was my guardian angel and he's always been there watching me.
Very reasonable.
You're my people, Dylan.
Very
Thank
reasonable.
You.
Thank you for the call. Dylan in Santa Clarita 2020. Let's go to line 7. Let's say hi to Leon. Leon is in Anaheim. This one scared the hell out of Allie when she saw the phone call come in.
Hey, Leon.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
What happened?
So I was walking into an empty house and I had a toy hammer thrown at me.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the whole story?
That's
but
it, yeah.
Nobody threw it. It was just...
Was there anyone in the house?
Not at all. I was the first person in. There is not a single person in that house.
And is it possible it was booby-trapped?
Possibly. So you opened the door. Younger brothers.
Where was the hammer, and did you see it move and come toward you?
No, I was just walking in through the door, and it was in my brother's room. He had a bunch of little toy tools, and it just flew up and threw right out at me.
I mean,
Leon,
I'm gonna say just like I said about the footsteps on the roof. I'm gonna say squirrels. I've got to say
squirrels threw a toy hammer.
Yeah, chucking hammers.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's likely.
You know, like they do, guys. Like they do.
Sure.
All right. How about that's wow. Okay. All right.
What's happening in your mind right now?
I'm just looking at...
Can you translate?
You want it in English?
Yes.
Let's go to Liz LaPuente, line 8, because she has multiple ghost stories.
All
since
right.
It's been a curse her whole life. Let's find out what she's doing wrong.
Hey, Liz.
Hi, good morning. I wouldn't say it's a curse. It's more like I was telling your call taker. I'm so used to it now because ever since I was little... Stuff has happened to me in every single home that I have lived in. My best friends and I, my sisters, are convinced that I have a poltergeist, and it just follows me wherever I go. You know, I'll hear somebody call my name, whisper my name. I hear knocking on walls, and it's just everywhere I go. And like I said, I don't get freaked out. I don't get scared. I'm totally used to it.
But if you have a demon or a spirit or something that's take with
it's
you.
A demon.
Whatever.
I wouldn't say it's a demon.
What do you think?
I'm like,
she said poltergeist.
I don't know. Yeah, it's like a, it like follows me everywhere. It hasn't done anything bad. I named it Candace, and my friends and family are convinced it's like me. Like I have this, you know, sensitivity to, and they call me a witch. They're like, you're the witch because you bring everything with you, and you bring.
Are you
all
sure they're pronouncing it witch?
And I wear both titles proudly, so okay. I really right. It doesn't matter.
All right, nice. Yeah. I have a follow-up question for you, Liz. Oh, she's still there?
No, she is. Yeah.
Okay,
no,
Liz.
I'm here.
Vodka, gin, rum. What are you on?
Everywhere neither. She goes, Bean?
I just assume. Yeah, she's had a drinking problem her whole life, and this is one of the manifestations.
You are a sad man,
right?
Bean.
Who are you?
Amen, Liz.
Right? I can't argue with
it's
that.
The
thank
most
you,
sense
Liz.
That's been made.
All right, let's go to Melissa, please. Line 4, Chino, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show, talking real-life ghost stories here on Halloween. Good morning, Melissa.
Hi, good morning.
So what happened to you?
Well, I used to work graveyard shifts at a hospital. And so I would take calls, and we have an emergency line, and it didn't tell us where the call was coming from, so I had my boss install a new phone that gave the extension where the call was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So I, one night I got the call, and I saw it was coming from a patient's room. So I picked it up, nobody was there, and so I called the nurse and said, hey, can you go check on this room? I think somebody might need help. They're calling my line. And she's like, okay, I'll go check. And she went in there and came back out. She's like, there's nobody in the room. And then she said, there's not even a phone in that room.
Oh, yes. Sweet.
So, yeah.
Ghostbuster Bean, what about you?
What do you think, Melissa? What do you think was going on there?
I don't know if I'm really a believer. It could have been electrical. It could have been a problem with the phone line because it was kind of a reoccurrence. So, and it's always been that room.
Oh, it's happened more than once. Okay.
Yeah. It kept happening, and finally I had them install a phone to see where it was coming from.
I mean, it either sounds like just like cross wires with the phone line, or you are cursed and today Halloween is your last day on Earth.
Wow.
Oh, well, it's been a good life.
Do you guys have any favorite Halloween memories from when you were a kid? Something that was interesting, or something that you remember as being super fun, or something that, I don't know, was just a special Halloween memory?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Was it good or bad?
It was bad for my brother, but awesome for me for years. We went out to go trick-or-treating, got to our next-door neighbor's house, and the dad opened the door as the headless horseman, and my brother peed himself. And we went home.
That's pretty
that
sweet.
Was it.
We you went home right after that?
Because he lost his S.
And you can't get candy because of that?
I can't get candy. My mom was like, do you want to go out? And I'm like, I thought to myself, no, I can use this for the rest of my life. Remember that year we couldn't even go get candy? Because you're such a wuss, you peed yourself. It was awesome. The headless horseman. He didn't even have a horse.
How old was your brother then?
12.
You expected there to be a horse in the house?
No, I don't know. No, he was like 5 or 6.
And you still bring it up?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, you asked.
Yeah.
It's a good memory for her.
Yeah.
How about you, Kevin? Anything?
I don't have anything that stands out. I loved it. Mm-hmm. Still love it, but don't have anything that really stands out like my brother peeing himself, I wish.
That's
and you
so
seem
good.
Like the
That's
kind of guy story. Who would have still been going door to door when you were like 19.
I mean.
Just because there was free candy.
I can't necessarily say no.
Okay. Well, here's a Halloween to remember for this lady. She's in Mobile, Alabama. Let's go to the news, shall we?
Thanks a lot, Thomas. And a Mobile County woman's Halloween fun turned into a medical emergency. Part of her costume took a frightening turn. News 5's Nicolette Schleissman joins us live outside with more. Nicolette?
Yeah, that's right, Jason. Anna, too, was ready to just start creeping around in the dark this Halloween as part of her new zombie costume, but she got the scare when her fangs weren't going anywhere.
I was a zombie.
Right, so she bought a pair of plastic fangs to complete her zombie outfit. I think they mentioned in the story they were $3, and they come with glue that you affix them to your teeth with.
Do zombies have fangs?
That's a great question.
What am I missing about that?
That's a great question.
Okay.
But, I mean, you see the picture of her, and she's wearing, like, all white, and she's got blood all over her, and it didn't seem like... I don't know what she was trying to do.
She's trying to be a vampire. It
does seem more vampire than it does zombie, for sure. But let's find out what went wrong with the teeth.
It cost Anna Tu nearly $3 to finish her transformation into the undead. But the expense grew when her fake teeth wouldn't come out.
I was trying to remove them then because it was like, it was just tight.
This ghoulish bridge was glued directly to her teeth. However, the adhesive wasn't temporary.
So, I mean, it went on and on, and I mean, I continuously tried to get them out, and after it was over with, I mean, I tried up to 2 o'clock this morning, and it's like, they wouldn't budge. I mean, I even took a pair of wire cutters and cut the tips of those two off.
That's a good move.
Yeah.
Imagine the woman at 2 o'clock in the morning in her bathroom using wire cutters, trying to pull these teeth out of her mouth.
She must have looked at the wire cutters a couple times and just gone, is this the only option I have at this point? Yes.
And after she cut them with the wire cutters, was she just going to file them and just make them part of her mouth now? Like, what was the next
step? She had given up?
Well, I think what she thought was...
Look, the teeth win.
I think she was hoping to be able to pull them out, Allie, but instead they clipped. Instead they cut off.
I think her goal was... I thought she was trimming them.
Might as well make them look good.
She just gave up. Well, she is... I mean, I hate to disparage Alabama, but they might have looked better than her real teeth.
What?
I'm not sure, but just saying, because they were, you know...
Was in excruciating pain.
About a 9.5.
She didn't know if she should go to the ER.
By the way, does anyone believe she was at a 9.5?
Unless she did that damage with wire cutters. No.
A 9.5, by the way, is when every bone in your body is broken. Yeah. Okay? It's not when you have fake teeth stuck.
But she found an emergency dentist who could help.
They talked about drilling and, they had a saw talking about taking them off in sections.
Okay, they had a saw.
What?
Come out to take them off in sections, by the way. How tight was this glue?
What the hell?
That was a guy dressed as a dentist for Halloween.
Right?
Right?
Wouldn't that have been great if he took out her real teeth and put in the fangs?
You're about to find out,
oh,
Kevin.
No!
That was the fear.
Whoa, okay.
And that was the fear, is the real teeth were going to come out, too, because of the glue.
And they couldn't numb it because he was scared he'd actually pull my teeth out.
They couldn't numb it.
What is that?
He went in and just... picked and pulled, and I squalled like a baby, and I got him out.
Dr. John Murphy was able to rescue two today at his office at the Alabama Family Dental.
Just the natural shape of your teeth and your gums can sometimes cause something to be adhered and stuck.
Two learned a valuable lesson, one she hopes she can save others from.
I'll never do it again. Never will I put anything like that back in my mouth.
Right. Yeah, you won't.
Right.
Was there glue... Or did it just naturally stick, like that dentist said?
That's not a dentist. I'm with Allie.
Yeah, none of this makes sense.
There's no possible way that sometimes your teeth just make things stick.
The only thing I can think
that Beyond the point of being able to get them off with wire cutters.
The only thing I can think that he's trying to say is that the plastic vampire teeth that she put in were a nearly exact fit to the shape of her mouth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it somehow there was just some sort of suction or something like that where it just... And the glue on top of it, I just think it's shocking to me that something that costs less than $3 would have such a powerful glue.
Right?
Think
I need to find out what glue that is.
You'd think they would cheap out on that, and you would be lucky if they stayed in all night because they wouldn't be that good, high a quality.
Why couldn't he numb her? Because he was afraid he would pull out her real teeth.
That's what he
Shouldn't
said.
Shouldn't he know the difference between the vampire fangs and real teeth?
And don't you numb the gums?
Right.
Again, not a real dentist.
He's not a dentist.
That may have been part of the problem. So I don't know what the takeaway here is, but... Don't do that, I guess, is what we can say.
Right. 6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53.
There's a petition going around right now to make Halloween the last Saturday of the month of October, instead of having it on the 31st.
I think I love that.
I think it sounds like a good idea, too. I'm sure there's some reason why it'll never happen. Maybe just tradition. Maybe just people getting, being used to it being on the 31st. You know, Americans are slow to change, Kevin.
Sure.
But we'll talk to one of the people behind the petition coming up right after the top of the hour and continue to play more of your favorite Halloween songs if you want to text us at 1-800-520-1067. First, Allie's here with a Wednesday Halloween. What's happening?
Well, I've got some voting news for you. Alamo Drafthouse Cinema locations in 27 cities from coast to coast will not be open until mid-afternoon on on November 6th. I was going to say Knocktober. Certainly is Knocktober.
I don't think that's a thing.
On November 6th, that's to encourage not only its customers, but their employees to vote in the midterms instead of watching movies.
I think everybody's going to vote for that.
Okay. They're even offering to pick up the tab on any staff member's rideshare to a polling place. Not bad, right? So all 36 Alamo locations will participate in the Election Day Hours plan. And we were talking about this earlier, that it's kind of a big deal for a company that's headquartered there in Texas to be doing this, because they have some serious stuff happening in Texas.
They have an important race in Texas, right?
Between Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke. So very interesting to see them doing that. And
I want your opinion on something, Allie.
Sure.
I hear so much about how the millennials, so largely our audience, vote in much smaller percentages than older people. Why do you suppose that is?
I have numbers for you because I researched this for a commercial that I was doing to ask people to vote.
Okay.
Are they super jaded about politics and they think that it doesn't matter because all candidates are bad? Is that some of it?
Why is it? Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. Probably. But the numbers that I have is 60% of people over 65 and 18 to 29, 19%.
Yeah. And I don't think that's just millennials. I think it's when I was that age. I think it's when you were that age.
Especially midterms when you don't have a presidential election.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, voting is always less in the midterms. But in this particular case, because of this particular president, I think there are a lot of people who are suggesting that who's in the House and who's in the Senate is going to affect an awful lot of things going forward in the next 2 years. So it really is perhaps the most important election we've seen in a long time.
Don't forget to rock the vote this Tuesday. Get there early. And
we
got to, do something. Black president. It's up to you.
No.
And all of us.
No, sir.
Black president.
No, sir.
18 to vote.
No, don't
take
think
some
that.
Action.
Nope,
hope
not
you all
anymore.
Get up there. Shake some action and rock the vote. Just think, when I'm on next week, we'll have a new president.
Not this year.
We really need something to shake. Some action. Get the
shake
black
some action.
President.
Okay.
Was that? Tuesday.
Okay.
Start early and go on to around 8 or 9 o'clock.
All right.
And say goodnight. And next week, we'll have a new black president.
Not next week.
Why do you think he kept saying black president?
Good Lord.
What's up with that?
Could they offer? Look, how do they get people to give blood? Candy. Right?
Okay.
Cookies.
So what's the incentive to
juice?
Vote?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe that's the answer. Maybe they need to, juice box and cookies is what we need to get people.
I'm always up for a juice box and cookies.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Yeah. I think maybe just democracy, your future should be enough. But
I've heard both arguments. I'm going with
you want juice box? Okay. I understand. I get it. Yeah, let's hope that this is a totally different number for the midterms. But right now, they're saying that the numbers have been overwhelmingly old people and women turning out for early voting. So
don't forget to rock the vote this Tuesday. Get there early.
Okay.
And we got to, do something.
Mm-hmm.
Black president.
All right.
No, again, no.
It's not.
Got it, you guys. Hey, if you like BoJack Horseman, get ready for a sixth season, because it has been renewed. Congratulations to those people over there, those animated horses.
Sure. Yeah, I'm comfortable with those people, I'll tell you. Rodney, man.
Oh, the love. You know, we always keep hearing about, people just aren't going to the movies as much. It's just people don't go. Right? We hear that.
Yes.
It doesn't appear to be true, because domestic grosses over the past 12 months have hit $12 billion, the first time it has ever reached that mark in such a time span. So they took the time span and tallied it from this past weekend back to the final weekend in October of 2017, and the numbers are just off the charts. So does it seem like people aren't going to the movies anymore?
It does not.
Not compared to last year, anyway.
Not even a little bit. So that all has to do with movies like Thor Ragnarok, Black Panther, Avengers Infinity War, Deadpool 2, Ant-Man and the Wasp, all which combined to gross almost $2 billion domestically. So not bad, you guys. And
yes. Giddy.
We're not even into the holiday blockbuster season. God damn.
What's happening?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's all the black president talk. It's got me flustered.
Chip pulled up. It says Rodney voting, and she's just like, I don't know what it is.
It could be anything.
So then I played it.
And it won.
You did the right thing, Kevin.
Absolutely. considered blockbuster season, we still have Fantastic Beasts coming up. We
can't
have
wait.
Ralph Breaks the Internet, Mary Poppins Returns, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, Aquaman, and the Transformers spinoff Bumblebee. So we have a lot of movies to go, so that number is going to be huge.
Doing better than we thought.
A lot better. All right. So calm your tees, everybody, that was all up in arms. I don't know who was.
Yeah.
Some birthdays for you. We've got Vanilla Ice, Peter Jackson, Larry Mullen Jr., Rob Schneider, and Adam Horovitz.
See you around.
And that's what's happening.
Who dares to enter the house of horrors?
You're almost making all my Halloween dreams come true. Speak up, kid.
You just boost the vocals a little.
There you go. There it is. He told us he was recording it on a boombox on a cassette when he was 10, so
yeah,
the best
true.
He could do.
Yeah.
It is weird, though, that he says, who dares to enter the house of horrors?
I think he said horrors. Horrors.
Horror. Okay. My bad.
Yeah.
I know we have Allie and what's happening here, but am I alone in being a little sad that the whole Halloween morning went by on the Kevin and Bean Show with no Monster Mash?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're alone on that.
Yep. Yeah.
I've heard that song enough.
You guys are over it.
Yeah, that song, it's fine.
Over it.
But it's no two eyeballs. It's no.
It's no Climate Mash even. Which is a much funnier version of that song.
I say Bobby Boris Pickett for the win is what I say.
Mm.
All right,
you're alone.
It's 9:41. Allie is here with our final look at what's happening.
You know what, though? It's the last possible moment that you can play it, right?
So don't. Right. But right. Don't still.
Bean, go ahead. Take a little bit of time.
Well, I don't have it up. I mean,
Well, who's... You're the one complaining about it.
I don't really
it.
Have the music on my end, guys.
Unfortunately, we're out of time.
I mean, you tried.
No, what a shame.
You really did. Bean, really? After all that?
I don't have...
Come on, I was just waiting for you to play it.
This is what you're going to do.
This is true. Bean and I, for 6 to 8 years, for a long, long time, one of us, anytime we would get a drink, we would start gargling it. And the other one had to start singing the Monster Mash.
I was what?
And every time it's like whoever's gargling just keeps gargling until the end of time, until the other guy starts the song. I don't.
What are it was you a very, saying?
I'm telling you that happened for a long, long time.
We did do that. That's
it was so stupid. And we go, come on! And the other guy just keeps gargling. He goes, I was working in the lab late one night.
Maybe that's what killed your enthusiasm for that song.
It really could be.
I guess.
Most of the 90s, I think we did that.
You are children.
I mean.
I know. It's true. Well, we were 11 when we got this
that's
job.
That's true.
Oh, so, like in our defense.
I like it so much. Kevin, you know what to do. Start gargling.
I don't have anything to gargle.
All right, let's move on.
Let's move on.
This is getting embarrassing.
He realized it right as he was saying it. Oh.
I was working at the lab late one night.
Kevin just choked.
Why did we do that for 10 years?
I don't know.
We were so stupid.
Super dumb.
Oh,
all right, back to you.
Man, that is good. That's good, good stuff.
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
It is. Sam Wilson, a.k.a. Falcon, Bucky Barnes, a.k.a. the Winter Soldier, are coming together for a limited series at Disney's upcoming streaming service. They're going to join Loki, the Scarlet Witch. They have nabbed their own small screen shows. You guys, this is a big deal, right?
Sure. Go on.
What I'm saying is I can't wait for it to...
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld...
A scary sight.
I'm not very good at gargling. Because once Bean starts singing, it just kills me. All right, back to you.
All right, I'm just saying. It's going to have Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan.
I was last night. Where my eyes beheld an eerie sight. Okay.
We're not it's on the air, are we?
It's better than the real thing.
Oh, it's good.
But I feel like we've done it now.
Okay, well, they're going to be
That's
back.
That's the thing, though. For 10 years, we felt like we did it.
Right.
And then one day out of the blue, someone would start gargling and go, God damn it.
Unbelievable. That's it's quality, you guys. But they're going to be back in their roles from their big screen.
Working in the lab late one night. What? Where are you getting all this stuff to gargle?
Where's my bell when I need it? It's just a bottle of water. Well, how's that baffling?
That's not water.
Take whatever's in your mouth out, please. Allie, please, bring it home.
I can't. It's so good.
I was working in the lab late one night.
I don't think I can continue either.
All right, you guys.
It's a lot of gargling.
So, a group of James Gunn fans.
Come on, Bean. I was working in the lab.
All right, now we're done.
And then 3 months later, somebody would start gargling. It's just nonsensical.
Oh.
That's when Bean was fun. Remember that?
Yeah.
So a group of James Gunn fans are shooting.
Come on. No more.
All four.
All right, I just choked.
A group of James Gunn fans are showing their appreciation.
We're still on that story.
We have to start doing things that just make us look okay. Like we've got our act together
right,
here
we
because
don't.
We're all looking just really, really, really sloppy.
Okay, sorry.
Showing their appreciation for the fired Guardians of Galaxy director in a big way.
Bitch.
They have crowdfunded a digital billboard that popped up in Garden Grove. Basically, it says...
I was working in the lab late one night.
Where my eyes beholding your eyesight.
Okay, back to you.
It's quite a slurp at the end.
Ooh. It's going everywhere. Oh. All right.
Oh, hello.
You guys, it's a billboard. It says, rehire James Gunn. It's amazing.
I'm Alan McKay, and that's what's happening.
That's
okay.
What's happening.
Move on.
Oh. I'm done.
Hold, please.
This is your part, Kevin.
Hold, please.
Don't forget to rock the vote this Tuesday. Get there early.
Right.
And we got to, do something.
Right.
Black president.
Okay, that's not timely. On your drive home today, listen to... It's hard to gargle when you're laughing.
Soda.
Don't spit it. Don't spit it.
Swallow. Swallow. Swallow.
You can't gargle soda.
I forget where I am. Tomorrow morning, all new show. Get up on this with Jensen Karp, RJ Bell. Talks Week 9 NFL. Dr. Drew joins us as well, and we've got your tickets for Six Flags Magic Mountain K-Rock Takeover.